I enter smiling, bowing, and swinging my beautiful tail. Now let's start out by being friends and see where that gets us. At this point, a bewildered stagehand is holding up a card in front of me that says, "Tell a joke." Well, a funny thing happened to me on my way down to the recording studio. No, that would only get me a horse laugh. Let's face it, I'm a horse of a different color. Pardon me while I spray my throat. I think I'm getting a little hoarse. Now that we have those out of the way, it brings me gracefully into my next subject. Namely, how I got the bird. Sorry, I mean, how about the birds, singers?
Big birds, small birds, some short and tall birds. Oh, here is a saying often heard. Birds of a feather always flock together, and anything with feathers is a bird.
How small is a hummingbird? He's pretty small, and so are hummingbirds' eggs. They're a little bigger than the head of a match. Match that. On the other hand, an ostrich egg is equal to 18 hen's eggs. Show me a frying pan to hold that one. Now here's some people sense. It takes 3/4 of an hour to hard boil an ostrich egg. That's why you'll hardly ever find it on a quick lunch menu. I don't think that makes as much sense as horse sense. And speaking of ostriches, the talk is that they can run as fast as a horse. Well, I had a race with one of those birds. I was younger then, and I beat him. The judges disqualified me. Something about illegal holding. Singers?
Red birds, green birds, some in between birds. The blue bird's a sign of happiness. Birds of a feather always flock together. The peacock is the fanciest, I guess.
He eats like a bird is supposed to mean he eats very little. Let me tell you, a tiny robin redbreast eats 14 feet of earthworms in one day. That's the same as a man eating a hamburger sandwich the size of an automobile.
Dumb birds, smart birds, and culinary art birds, ducks, geese,
and chicken fricassee.
Birds of a feather always flock together.
A turkey's goose is cooked Thanksgiving Day.
Now cut that out. Rhyme on your own time. When the people of Europe first saw the turkey that Cortez brought back from the Aztec Indians of Mexico, the people thought they came from the yeast, from Turkey, and that's how it got its name. If that hadn't happened, we would be sitting down to a Thanksgiving dinner of sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, and stuffed Aztec Indian. Did you ever try stuffing an Aztec Indian?
Weak birds, strong birds, some are known as songbirds.
Hark to the sound of the lark.
Birds of a feather always flock together.
The mockingbirds are whistling in the dark. Now you've got me doing it. Then there's the one about the duck hawk. He flies as fast as a slow aeroplane. Duck, it's a hawk.
Wild birds, tame birds, some are known as game birds. A pheasant's a pleasant sight to see. Birds of a feather always flock together. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Did I ever tell you about the medicine bird of Borneo? Its colors are so beautiful that the witch doctors believe that the sight of this bird cures a sick child. The sight of one of these witch doctors got the child sick in the first place. And don't forget that one about which came first, the chicken or the egg. The Bible answers that in the book of Genesis. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth." So the answer is, the chicken came first.